Blog Talk Radio.
My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness and sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray to Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I wake up in the morning, stretch and yawn. Throw on my house shoes, cut on the news, see what's going on in this urban environment. Known as the ghetto, the hood, birds chirping. But I'm certain they hear sirens in. Fussing and fighting people, cussing at a high rate. Say a prayer for peace, poverty has got us irate. Wayne Dawson is talking, the murder rate then escalated. That's why I'm thankful for today, because I made it. See, I was stressing, depressing, had me defeated. Now even this recession is a blessing, because I'm here to see it. Took me some time, but now I truly believe it. You ain't promised tomorrow, love your life and live it how you see it. Picked up the Bible, I held it in my palm. Read the 91st Psalm and all the words made my body calm. Got in my focus and I wrote this. I hope this will inspire the fire of desire when you're feeling hopeless. Here we go, another day, another chance to try to find a way to advance and better my circumstance. My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness and sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. The heck with cop and bail, getting locked in the cell. Give me a life with a white tight, life of Rock and Michelle. Obama with no drama, throw my mama mail. So me and my family stay in line like a monorail. I'm trying to maintain and climb. Some cell came when they grind. I rhyme, but we both got pain on our mind. I got a 9 to 5, he got a 9 to survive. Both got 99 problems, but not 9 lives. Just one life to live, and one life to give. So we give all of this life to the full. That's all it is. Exchange that, then we chat about the fact that we trapped in a maze, trying to find a way out and stay out. He told me that the dope game is getting played out. I told him that my job's similar to a slavery layout. Life is hard, he agreed, cause day in, day out, we go through hell, so we both got something to play about. My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness and sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I ain't never been to prison and I thank God for that. The strangest some brothers think that I'm odd for that. Why? Cause I don't wanna see my mama cry after all of the drama we've been through. Half of my friends been to the pen. So what I'm supposed to do? Follow that legacy and go to the pen too? I think not. Only pen I'm trying to see is this paper mate that I got. Get behind these bars and stay locked in hip hop. And I'm man enough to say this. Rip is not a gangster, but I'm man enough to stand up for what I believe in. Thanks to the love of the man above, I'm still talking. What's hard to be hard just walking in this path that I walk in. All around me, devils be trying to clown me. Positive nature makes haters hate you profoundly. I was falling for it, but the Lord got me digging. Misery loves company, and I'm sick of the visits. My mama spills game, I soak it up like bounty. Riffraff, the Ayatollah of the Cuyahoga County. My thoughts run deep every time that I be flowing. Deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows. Praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go.
I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. But I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
All right, now, people, welcome to Mo' Light Radio. It's your host, Brother Anthony L. Shabazz. And tonight we're going to be taking a look at the Ouachita Nation. We're going to go in, we're going to break down the pros and the cons and bring this story together like it's supposed to. So sit back, relax, and I'm going to go through this whole presentation and let y'all know what's really going on. Okay, first of all, we want to give our love and light to the Empress, because we're going to touch on the Empress. The current Empress is Empress Verde Turner, and we're going to go in with how the Ouachita Nation come about, and is being one of the oldest. These are the Ouachita Nation is basically the oldest people in the Americas, and we're gonna touch on that, and we're gonna bring about the connection of bring about the people of the Americas as well as the African connection to these people. So we're going to go in with who are the Ouachita? Okay. The Ouachita Nation is basically the indigenous people in America. It's comprised of thousands and thousands and thousands of tribes. And they consist of the Yamassees, which were in the Louisiana territory. They were in the Louisiana territory in the Midwest, and it consists of the Yamassees, as I said, the Iroquois, the Cherokees, Blackfoots, the Pequot Mohicans of Connecticut, and then you also had some of them that was in the area of California. We ain't going to deal with California today because that's a whole other story and dealing with a whole other nation. But the Ouachita derived up out of the Olmecs. The Olmecs, which is the oldest people that was on this side. And the Olmecs comprised of your Egyptians. And you had the Egyptians, those that came out of Africa, and they mixed in with the people here that was already in North America, South America, Central America. So we're going to also go in about, is this a legitimate tribe? Is it recognized by the U.S.? Which we ain't got to worry about whether it's recognized or not, but that's always been an issue. Are they really Wachitas? And was this something made up by the great empress, which we're going to show and prove that she didn't make this up. You had the Southern Poverty League, which has always thought about question and scrutiny about the legitimacy of the Wachita Nation, which that can be debunked due to the fact that the United States government end up changing their name to the Wichitas, where people are familiar with what you would call Wichitas. Wichitas and Wachitas are the same, which you still have a river flowing through Texas all the way up to Oklahoma, which is still today called the Wachita River, where you had the massacre that took place with General Custer and give me a minute, I'll give y'all the guys up, the other guy. You had Custer and what's the other cat name? His name. And Shiverstein. You had General John M. Shiverstein, who was sent out there on the plains to murder all your Shiny, or some people say Cheyenne, or some people say Shiny natives. They were all part of the Wachita, which they were called the Shinies, and they was under Chief Black Kettle. And they was killed along the Wachita River. It was a massacre. And I'm going to read some. They say, November 28th, 1864, the troops commanded by General John M. Custer attacked a band of Plain Indians on the Cheyenne tribe under Chief General Custer, Chief Black Kettle. The Indian village was camped on Sand Creek. This was in the Colorado Territory, and it was a reservation established in 1861 by the Treaty of Fort Wise. So y'all want to look up the Treaty of Fort Wise. And before I go further about these treaties were made due to the fact not to keep peace with just the Europeans. It was treaties that were made amongst other tribes, because at first we didn't deal with treaties. We always had, like, compromise. After war, we came to compromise and agreements, things of that nature. But when the European came into the play, he was like introducing these treaties and all that, and then he would put his name in it. Plus, he was stealing our identity. We're going to go into that, too, tonight. Because I got an article I want to read showing how they interfered and stole your identities. And I'm going to also show and prove that we were the original indigenous people as far as the Indians. I'm going to the Dawes Roll, and I'm going to show y'all how to go back and trace your lineage so that you can reclaim your lost inheritance. That's going to be a real good treat for y'all. And a project in which you can do and make it a hobby or something like that, and then you can find out who you is without using all this modern technology, all this DNA and all this science, giving up your blood, giving up your DNA and things of that nature just to figure out where the hell you come from, because you come from right here, point blank. And it's, all they do is start with a few, with your last name, your grandmama, your great-grandmama, whoever alive, and you'll be able to trace your heritage back. I'm going to give you the database to that. So stick around, and we'll do that later on, close to the end of the show. But let's talk about this Ouachita Nation and who these people were. Give me a minute, and we're going to go in. Okay. Okay, as I said earlier, the Ouachita Nation were nothing but black people. They were, started out as the Olmecs, and then you have different people that came over, which is the Mongoloids, which are nothing but Joe people from Far East Asia, who came in. This is why you see some of the phenotypes of the Native Americans, or even you, like, you might have, like, Chinese-looking eyes or features like that. And, you know, you may be dark-skinned, brown-skinned, what have you. And, but you have some features that look Far East Asia because of the mixing when they came over, because according to some of the documents that I viewed, they came over looking for a gene or something of that nature. But they were already mixed up due to what was taking place over in Asia, mixing up with the beasts and all that. But anyway, they came across the Bering Straits. And most of their territory was like in Alaska, you know, down in California, Washington, all up in there. They migrated over. And then we end up mixing in with them and blah, 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 blah. So that's how some of those features and those traits got into the original dark black people like us. You see what I'm saying? And, the Africans that was already coming back and forth to and fro. So you have to remember that we was here thousands of years, really millions of years. I'm even push it to say we'll say 9 million years, so that we can look at it from when the continents was connected. We was going back and forth, to and fro. So therefore, that's why you can find some African genes in you, or the connection to Africa. But we was all just one people. It wasn't broke up as how the white man have compartmentalized, broken up. Oh, this is Africa. This is Australia. This and that. And I'm going to give y'all information on that. But I'm going to give you this passage of who the Ouachitas is. The Ouachitas, direct descendants of the Olmecs, who mixed in with the Bailan Moors. The name Ouachita comes from the Ouachita River, which flows along northwest Texas, Oklahoma, to the Red River, where the Cheyenne Native Americans live with the Chawishas, which mean raccoon people, okay? Keep that in mind with this raccoon people. I'm going to show y'all why they call y'all coons and all this. To show you the white man knew who you was, because they called you coons all the way up into the 50s, 60s, and they still call you a coon now. Dig? The raccoon people. The Washoes were a Negroid tribe that lived above the New Orleans bayous and were of Tunic linguistic stock. The name Ouachita, it derived from the term of Ouachita, O-U-A-C-H-I-T-A. So I'm going to spell a lot of this shit because I can't pronounce some of it. So I just want to give it to you where you can documentate it, and then you can go back and research it. So bear with me. Or what now is Ouachita. The term is a Choctaw term, means big arbor, which represents the grass-thatched homes The Ouachitas was originally from the lower Mississippi, Louisiana, Alabama area. This show here was inspired by Sister Shell. So this is where I'm dedicating my research, and this is why I'm going to deal with it, because she wanted to get more information, more documentation about Mississippi, Louisiana, and the areas in which that she was, you know, she had emailed me about. So I'm basically doing a show to bring out the evidence and information, whether she wanted to, you know, go into it further, or those people that's living in that region, you might want to do a lot of research. Now, here go the big kicker, where the African presence was already in here, as I said many times on other shows, to show you that the Africans was already here amongst us long before they did some transatlantic slave trade and any of that, that we was coming to and fro. Okay. Here's what the documents say. Okay, remember, it said the Ouachitas was originally from lower Mississippi, Louisiana, and Alabama. That's their original birthplace, or a Nubian Sudanese, Ali Baba. Let's stop right there and deal with that. We're talking about a Sudanese, which we know Sudan is something new and modern. So that means this brother came up out of the Nile Valley. He gave him that name. See, we're using common sense and logic right now. He came up out of the Nile Valley region. Like I said, with the Ethiopians, because the Olmecs have already documented that they mixed in with Egyptians. People from Egypt, you know, or Kemet, or in that region. But back then, it wasn't even called that. So for those who want to say, be technical, whatever. Anyway, this brother was supposed to be a Sudanese. His name was Ali Baba, a Nubian, which we know that was Nubia back then. He all the way over here in the shores of North America, passing out names and kicking it and doing what he do. Okay? So now we have an African connection, and this brother wasn't no slave, okay? We ain't talking about somebody that was brought here in chains and blah, 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 blah. We talking about a free African roaming through Mississippi, Alabama, kicking it with other blacks and giving out names. You dig what I'm saying? So let's go in. Here go the beasts, want to change the identity. See, these blacks doing what they doing among themselves. So here's what happened. It say the official name was changed to Wichita by the U.S. government in the Camp's Home Treaty in 1835. Now, they going to come along and change what we doing like they do all the time. Y'all know how they do. See what I'm saying? It say the Ouachitas were also known as the Paniwassa, Paniwassah. Here come another beast. Here come another beast. Stay tuned. Or by the French, which means black pony. The French traders from Illinois called them the Paniwassah. Pequay, which means tattooed ponies. And we heard that before when we get locked up, go to jail, they start giving you names and tattooed. You going, okay, but anyway, let's move on. The Ouachitas, or raccoon people, were called raccoons because, here it goes. Here go what the beast say, documented from the beast. Their black face, when described, the Ouachitas, the French described the blacks who live in the large grass houses. The tribes is the descendants of the Olmecs and the Toltecs of Mexico. Okay? So we now know, and you know that old Skip Gates went down there doing that documentary on blacks in Mexico and then trying to call them Africans and all that stuff and things of that nature, which, you know, that's all good because we know that there were Africans that came over here, mixed in with us. No problem. No big deal. We ain't gonna get on that, harp on that today. So we know that all these people were the original indigenous people, and they called themselves many names. They were even Moors. They were even Moors. And we'll speak about, we'll go into something about the Moors from over in West Africa that came over here and also mixed in and blend in. But let's go back to that name, Alibaba. What did that tell you? Now, this here is evidence of when they said all the way to Arizona and all around, they found Arabic writing. They found presence of Islam over here. And we ain't talking about the Islam of them now over there bombing and boom, 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 boom. Not them motherfuckers. We talking about the Mohammedan Islam, which that was the Moors, to which you can find all in Spain, and you can find it all over here. And this brother name is Alibaba, who came over here and kicked it with him. So we have to take all that into context. And Christianity hadn't even touched the shores. So now we can just get that out of our head. We want no Christians, none of that. That ain't come about till later on. And then even if you talk about Christianity, when you talk about the original indigenous people, they were still following Islam. Because we're talking about them changing the Wichitas into the Wachita into Wichita. We're talking about 1835. That's when they was changing that name. So, you know, let's keep that in mind. And we're going to move on for a minute. And where I want to go from there, we're going to go into give me a moment. We're going to go into some of the history of how these people lived and what was taking place during that time. We're going to go there. Because it's so much. It's so much. They were the original mound builders. The original mound builders, you can go down to the Louisiana State University. They have a lot of information, a lot of documents down there that can be pulled to verify these people. And these people have been over here, which, when I don't want to say these people, because these people are us, because, like I stated earlier, it encompassed
peace, brother. We lost your voice for a minute, bro.
Okay, I'm back on.
Okay, yeah, you good? You good? All right, I'm back out.
All right, Kirby. Yeah, I dropped off for some weird reason. Yeah, so I'm back. I dropped off, people. So I'm sorry. We gonna move right along. The Olmecs, also called, I'm not good with I wouldn't say this Chinese. I'm sorry. They called themselves the Shy people. The Desai people is XI. Look that up. XI. Desai people. This is what we called ourselves, too. And it means she people. And I'm going to go on a rant and a tantrum right quick due to the fact that you got a lot of people out here that talk about there was no such thing as matriarchal. Tribes, no matriarchal empires or governments and things of that nature. Even one of my buddies I like, I listen to them a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And y'all know, I'm going to call his name, fuck it, Phil Valentine. He went on a rant in a damn rave about, didn't no women control nothing, didn't no women get this and this and that and that, blah, 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 and all that bullshit. We know, and people who out here that done did the knowledge from Africa, and I don't know why he had that problem. You know, some people have a personal issue, but that's my dude, and I ain't dissing him. But I disagree with him, and I'm going to do that. I have not seen a documentation, and this is from all sources. And he have argued the point of, well, that's just what the white man saying, feminist my ass. It's some type of patriarchal shit that's in him that he may feel or whatever, then he always throw it out, and he's saying, I don't debate and I don't challenge. So therefore, that let me know something in you, bruh, that's personal, and you don't want to deal with historical documents. Right here in these documents and everything that I've looked up in all these tribes, and I can't go through all of it, it was the woman who ran the tribe. And when I say run the tribe, I'm not talking about it from the Eurocentric point of being in charge and running it that way like somebody running your ass on your job. See, you're under slavery. I'm not talking that. I'm talking about, for the simple fact, it was the women who chose the chiefs. And when you go to other cultures, it was the woman who chose the kings, period. I could not find nowhere a man declare himself, I'm in charge and I run this and I dictate anything. He was appointed by that woman. And each one of these tribes have a feminine meaning, period. I couldn't find nothing where no man. Now, when I came in the latter days coming up now to where our identity was stole and the European were creating tribes and we were recognizing the tribes in which they were creating and they were taking our names and stealing our identity and they were just coming in declaring themselves, I'm the chief, blah, blah, blah. They did not even go through the sacred rituals of being initiated as being chiefs and rulers of it. They did none of them. So we talk about something totally different. But when we were dealing far as back from the time we was here as being the original people and the indigenous people of the Americas, it was all about the woman. It was all about the woman. We were the protectors, builders, and defenders of law, what have you. And she was, because we went out and hunted. Based on most of what I've been found, we were the hunters, the protectors. We were always at war. Because you got to remember, don't look at this as just some fairy tale or just one current event. You got to look at it as where a lot of things was taking place. You had some people over there fighting, some people over there getting along, and what, you know, what have you. But it was always based upon the women, the female principle, all our tribes. And everything was named after her. See what I'm saying? So I'm going to go into this other little piece. Dealing with the African connection. And I'm gonna read this piece off about how the Africans end up over here before slavery. They came about 30,000 years. Even before a slave trade, they came 30,000 years before a slave trade. We was going back and forth. Then you had what you call the Pygmies of the Mississippi, and you had what you call that the Smithsonian is still holding hostage and keeping a secret, but it leaked out. You had the Pygmies living among the Mississippi Valley and along the Mississippi River all the way from Tennessee all the way down. You had these little short people that came. They are actually connected to the people of Australia. And some people say that they were the Pygmies that migrated out of Africa all the way down and through. That could be challenged here or there, but we ain't going to worry about it. It has been said that these people was the first people to even come over into the Americas and set up culture, set up a culture, set up what we would call, build some of the pyramids that we have here, because there are more pyramids in the Americas, throughout the Americas, than they are in Africa, which I'm not trying to make a comparison because it's all that is our land. But there are more pyramids. They have older pyramids. The oldest pyramid is the one that sits in, it's called, what's the name of that damn pyramid? Damn, I had it just now, a picture of it. It sits in Louisiana, in my, what you would call now the city of Monroe, Louisiana, is the oldest pyramid. It's called give me a minute here. Bear with me. I'm like, Brother Ed, you know I'm rusty. This is my first show. You know. But anyway, as I find that, we'll go on. And then I'm going to play some music, and then we'll come back on the other side, and we're going to some more stuff. And I can't get into my chat, none of that. Brother Sunray. Come on, this brother.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I'm with you, bro.
Okay, yeah. Do we got any questions or something?
No, let me see here. You were speaking on a point, and so the shell said poverty point, and Brother Tony L. Poverty Point, yes. And Brother L said that's the oldest.
You
agree.
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to get at, Poverty Point. That's the oldest pyramid. Now, the largest pyramid on this planet, which was broken down, tore down, where it was Mexico City. Okay? It's Mexico City. So, when we talk, I don't want to do the, I don't want to go back and forth comparing Africa to Egypt and all that. I don't want to get into that, you know, because it upset people. Let's stay in the Americas and deal with the Americas. But anyway, your largest pyramid on this planet is on the west, in the western hemisphere. Your oldest pyramids are here in the Americas. Your pyramids in Egypt that was built with the limestone came out of Stone Mountain, Georgia, period. So when we talk about that, I don't want to compartmentalize it how the white man do, because that's what he do, the beast, should I say. He ain't no white man. The beast, he won't compartmentalize and compare and all that type of stuff. These were people moving stuff from one point to the other point because they was all doing business amongst each other before that European came out of that cave. So we're going to keep it moving on that level. But, yeah, Poverty Point. We ain't gonna be doing no comparison and all that. Now, we know that Dr. Ivan Van Sertimer did his book, They Came Before Columbus. And he spoke about the ship traveling and boats and trade and things of that nature. So we know, okay, I'll read this passage right here. It's a prehistoric. The ancient Negritic Africans were masters of the land and as well as the oceans. as well as the land and the ocean. But see, what I want to get at is, let me do this. They say, the first shipbuilders on earth, we all know that, blah, 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 blah. Okay. It say, and we were using ships for over 60,000 years going back and forth from Asia to Africa and Australia. Now, when we talk about Atlantis, let's talk about Atlantis for a little bit, where the beast say it did exist, it didn't exist. You got some of them, they all arguing whether it did or not. We know it did. Because when we look at the Caribbean, and those islands off the coast of Jamaica, Bahamas, we know that there's pyramids that then fell down in that water down there. And we know that's where we get the Atlantic Ocean from and all that, from Atlantis. Then you had Lemuria. And then these Mississippian pygmies, they called themselves the people of Mu. They called themselves the people of Mu, and that's where they said that they came from. And they supposed to migrate it from the Pacific. Oh, from the lands in the Pacific Ocean, around that region. And they came into the Mississippians. And they called themselves the original inhabitants of that region. And they documented and write, and they found, like I said, the Smithsonian Museum is holding this information back, which they released. Some of it got leaked. They claimed that there were giants here. Now, do I know that for fact or not? But I ain't going to say I don't believe that, because I know that there were people that were giants and tall. I seen pictures of Moors that stood, that was in the 1800s. I seen them stand 8 to 9 feet tall, documented by the European. He put them out standing next to him, and these people was 8 and 9 feet tall. You know? Then, you know, I'm not a true scholar of science, but they were saying that we tall until the oxygen level started, what they say? Anyway, but they said we had giants on this damn planet. Let's leave it at that. I don't know how to go into all that right now. But we're going to go into some music. I'm going to take a break, then I'm going to come back. If y'all got some questions or comments, I deal with them. And if not, we'll just move on, going into some more information on these Wachita Moors, because now I'm going to go into bring it up to date with the Empress and things of that nature. And I'm going to deal with some even more current after I deal with the Empress and bring it. I'm going to give y'all a treat with that Obama and show y'all that y'all the original indigenous people and y'all are part of the Wachita Nation. This shit slid past y'all face. But let's go to a break.
My name, I'm a legend, I said it, one of the only ones here, just like rugged. be ballin', just enjoying my calling, destroying these annoying little boys, avoiding appallers in my system. Alcohol and the thought of me being poor, making more status than any other rapper before. You get slaughtered for fun. I was brought up a son of a mother who struggled for me to live and gotta get done. Try to play me for weeks, they think that I'm not a pro. Okay, let me reintroduce myself to you like I'm whole. It's the honor, the out of the F dash, the honor, the A to the F flash, the praise of the bar and they laugh, and I'ma be scar and they ass, and I'ma be bar and they pass. To come in the spot, Cuyahoga, Ayatollah, whether like it or not. Rip. Got nothing to prove, my status written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bridge to the block, from the heights to the dock. People know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot. I got nothing to prove, my status written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bridge to the block, from the heights to the dock. People know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot. They thought that I was a fluke, they thought it went out of group. I was born at the bottom, now I got them rocking the truth. Little fingers are raised, same time homage is paid. Cause I throw flows like hand grenades, bombing the stage. Speaking the honest away, phony promises made. Got me losing my mind, flipping, tripping, I'm in the rage. Holding my head, wondering when I'ma get paid. Trying to refrain from causing any drama display. I'm becoming an alcoholic, I'm over drinking and thinking. Nigga pour like a faucet, my only friend is my infant. A lot of built up anger, I need a release. Anger management ain't working, so I'm praying for peace. And my brother is with it, Chaka's one of the best. The VIC on the MIC is murderous, yes. Quiet storm on the tables, my brother cut any raw. A brainiac, last maniac that'll break a brother's jaw. Ada Jackson, my niece, Puff Mama's doing her thing. Real life music is in the house and we reign supreme. Big Robin's in the spot, so no hating allowed. Tony Yo, Carter is rocking with me, we shaking the crowd. The future is ass fade, Benita Rakim, Toya Rob, Ballad, and Roshan Krim, getting it in. Shire and Shire era, we building an empire. My daughter, thesis, and nephews, getting it in fire.
I got something to prove, my status written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the dock. You people know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot. I got nothing to prove, my status written in stone. You better check my resume, I need to sit on the throne. From the bricks to the block, from the heights to the dock. You people know what time it is, the Cleveland legend, I'm hot.
Okay, y'all. Okay, we back. Now we gonna deal with the Empress. Berdisi. This is the sister who went and proved that the Louisiana territories belong to us as the Ouachita Nation. And she passed on. And she won in 1991. She showed and proved that the states of give me a moment, people. Bear with me. Bear with me. She went back and reclaimed this was in 1993, though. The United Nations. She won in 1991, that we were the original indigenous people, and the Louisiana territory belonged to us, and she was supposed to be the descendant of the great-great granddaughter of uh, call her name right now. Give me a minute. But anyway, in 1993, the United Nations Center for the Human Rights recognized the Ouachita Nation of the Dugumayu Moor Empire as the oldest indigenous group of people on Earth and registered project number 21593 in short. So this is proof and the recognition by the United Nations that the Ouachita Nation was here, and they are considered the oldest people on Earth. And that's based on what they're saying, not what I'm saying and what nobody else saying, that the people of the Americas, and they have been finding out that those that was here on this side, the Moors on this side, were the oldest people. Because if you go and look, according to some of the maps, like they said, they flipped up the maps and changed stuff, and some of these places that you see now that's over there was actually over here. And to displace us and to confuse us, modern blacks and even Europeans, they flipped stuff around and changed it. So this is according to some of the information that I seen and things that were said. You know, I can't say, you know, which way or not, but I'm going with what it said because it was said by my damn people. Fuck that. So, yeah, the beast did change shit around. Cause that's what he do. He's an identity thief by nature. So, like I say, despite what tribe you come from, despite the fact whether you are your Mansi, you can trace your stuff back. You know, most black people trace their stuff all the way back to Cherokee anyway. So you can start there. Ouachita, Digumayo is the nation, and all of the other tribes were tied to it. Then you had thousands of tribes, because, see, you got to remember, the Yomassi was the name of the confederation. Iroquois was the name of a confederation. Cherokee was a confederation, but they all had different names. They were just corrupted, too. You got to remember, some of these names came out. They had more names, but these are the basic names. Choctaw, Blackfoot, Pequot, P-E-Q-U-O-T, and Mohegans. And any other tribes that you want to talk about, they all were confederations with different tribes connected to them. But these were your major ones. Then, you know, you had the five civilized, you had your Creeks and all these. But your five civilized tribes were what you would call the ones that was cool with the beast. They were the first ones to accept Christianity. And that's not all of them that was under that confederation. And that's where each confederation had a beef. But you had some of them said, no, we ain't going, we ain't riding like that. We ain't going down for this shit. We ain't signing no treaties, none of that. And when it comes to the Yamassees, or what you would call the Yamassees, for those don't know, is the Seminoles. They didn't sign no papers to be cool with the beast, period. And those are the ones that are the closest connected to the Omecs, your Yamassees, because they go all the way down through the Caribbean, all the way down into South America. They weren't having that shit. These was Moors, and they weren't having that shit. Then you had Moors, and I want to pull this article up to show you about the Spaniards. I'm going to get on them when we want to talk about them coming over here. But they was Moors. But they was mixed up Moors. You had all the way from the darkest black Moors to your tawny Moors to your mulatto-looking ones and all them. You ain't have too many of the ones that look like these white Europeans when they talk about Spaniards. And I want to go straight to the, I wanted to find the document, and it will show you that But anyway, when you look at the literature and look it up, you always see they separate the Spaniard from the European. And I kept wondering why they did that. But when I started looking at some more information, which too bad I can't put it up and give it to you. But anyway, you can go look for yourself, do the study, because I'm going to give y'all something to study your stuff anyway, and that way you'll find out what I'm talking about. The Spaniards was always separated due to the fact when you got to look at 1492, when the Moors fell, and they was all mixed up, they was casting them out, bam, 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 and all the way up to the 1500, 1600, and they was all coming over here. They were like, if people remember the movie Warriors, that gang, you had your white boy, your Spanish, all these mixed breeds, and then you had some dark black brothers. That's how the Spaniards rolled. And that's what made them so dangerous, and you couldn't trust them and know what time it was, but they was just a conglomerate of all different colors, you know, skin texture. But it wasn't just no one band like you see when you watch these movies. They just show you, like, when you watch 300 and watch all these other old medieval movies, and it's just everybody all white and all that shit. That ain't how it happened. You had people that was mixed all up with them Spaniards so they can infiltrate, get in, and bam, 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 and do what they do. And they were all Moors. And they, and I wanted to document, if I could find it, it speaks that they came over here with the intent to take over and enslave people, which they did. They did. So that's not to say nothing about the Moors that was over here living amongst us in peace, that was chilling, bringing their culture, our culture was, you know, intertwining and blending within the Washita Nation. But you had this group of Moors that was kicked out of their shit, and they came over here and created problems and started slavery and helping set up the Europeans over here to create a government, a so-called government, but they came over here as corporations. They were behind all that. So all this stuff that we can deal with later on another show. With that, I'm going to stay on topic with what we talking about here. Let's deal with, we dealt with them coming over here and implementing slavery and want to put people in slavery. That's when that concept first came about. You know, it was just fighting, blah, 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 blah. And this is how we get into where I'm about to bring it in to modern time, where our identity was taken. Due to the fact the wars was about who would be considered part of our nation and who would not. So that was us coming in contact with that European, and we didn't want, there was many tribes, especially your Iroquois, then you had your Powhatan, but remember all of this was the Washita Nation. And they were having fights among each other. Due to the fact we came in contact with that European, and we came in contact with those fallen Moors from over there in Europe, Spain, and whatever. Anyway, they was bringing their bullshit over here, and it started causing problems among us. We already was trying to hash out the problems we was having. So with all this intermixing and all this interbreeding, all these people coming over interbreeding, taking our name, taking our identity, putting their religion, Christianity on us, and people adopting this shit, it created a lot of chaos and confusion all the way up to now. Because we the same people as those people back then in America fighting. Now they got us looking across the border talking about, oh, we from over there, blah, 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 which, you know, we all, we know, as I just presented, yeah, those people were here, and we all part of that, too. But anyway, dealing with here, there was a lot of fighting and confusion. And the tribes got mixed up. The beast was moving us here to and fro around this country. So when we talk about Cherokees, you got your Cherokees. They were in what you call Tennessee. You got Cherokees that was forced all the way to Mississippi. So this is why I'm going to get this information out in a minute, where you can go and trace it and see what tribe you're from or where your parents come from, because you could be from, you know, two different tribes because they mixed us up due to certain events that was happening in history where they was kicking us off the land, like I spoke about the massacre that took place on the Ouachita River. There were a lot of people displaced. So we have to take that into consideration. Most of our people was pushed into Oklahoma, and those people in Oklahoma wasn't no natives that looked like the ones you see on TV. Those were the same descendants that built what you would call Tulsa, Oklahoma, Black Wall Street. So like I said, when all these immigrants came over here to the Americas, the Ouachita Nation was a thriving nation, period. You had commerce going on. You had agriculture. You had everything taking place, a thriving nation. It wasn't like no people running through the woods with something on their damn, just a little piece of sheepskin over them and all this and some bow and arrows. That shit didn't take place. That's all a lie. Mississippi was the cotton mecca of the world, which was part of the Ouachita Nation, and women controlled all the cotton plants and agriculture. That was their thing. Women planted cotton for the simple fact. So when they show you these women bending down, singing these old church hymns and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, when the beast came on top, he kept them. That's why he kept the women in the cotton field, because when he took over, he knew that they knew about the cotton, but we're going to throw the slavery part out. The women always grew cotton, controlled the cotton. They controlled agriculture, period, flat out. Men didn't even deal with none of that, garden, none of that shit. Until later on, you know, they got into it or they was forced into it and stuff like that. But the women used that so that they can make their make the clothes, make the spiritual garments and things of that nature. That was her crop. And it was a sacred crop that men wasn't even supposed to even touch cotton. You know, they weren't supposed to deal with it. So the women was not, when they say, I ain't gonna pick no cotton, is it? That was one of the most prosperous things. In Mississippi, to this day, Mississippi, you got places like Georgia and Alabama, but Mississippi produced more cotton than anywhere you know. And when you talk about the Europeans didn't have nothing. So they was dying for that cotton, all the cotton and stuff, you know, that they could make arms and things of that nature, or whatever you want to call it. And they was crying for silk and stuff like that. They wanted everything that we had that was of royalty, that could make you look of royalty. So they was bums. Basically, I ain't going to sugarcoat. They was bums, and they wanted anything that looked nice that we had. And that was going on with the women down in that region of Mississippi. So I'm gonna go to this one article, because this is Sister Shell's piece, and I'm gonna deal with the Ouachitas in Mississippi real quick. Okay, let me get back on point. But y'all know how I do. I go off on a lot of stuff. Okay, I want y'all to, you know, if you get time, Google it. It's the African Native Americans, and we still here. And I like this. I like this piece. Okay. And we're going to deal with, because we've now going to deal with how the beast want to try to steal our identity, denies who he is, and blah, 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 all that. We finna cut into him. Okay. Here's the piece I want to get into. Okay. It says, Hollywood has taught us to associate the facial features you see with the red skin and sweeping southwestern vista. Yet the people have skin tones that range from coffee to cream, and most live in New York metropolitan area. They are African descent, but they are also Blackfoot, Carnese, Carib, Cherokee, Creek, Mohawk, Mosi, you know, et cetera, Seminole, Shawnee, and Tiano. And these are their spiritual names and appear on their birth records, so birth certificates. And it goes into the dances, beliefs, and then the extreme mixed races. But what I want to get at is this. These are the people who are fighting for their identity down in Mississippi, who the beast want to deny that they ever been there. It's a right here. They say many people believe racial and ethnic groups in North America have always lived as separate as they do now. However, segregation, blah, 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 we're going to forget that. They say European needed Indians as guide, trade partner, military allies. They needed Africans to tend their crops and build their infrastructure. Later, as the new American government began to thrive, laws were drafted to protect the land and property of the colonists had acquired. See that? So we already know that the United States Corporation was in effect taking your shit and trying to do what they do. It say limited rights of free Africans are barred. Most Indian rights altogether. Today, blacks and white, red Americans still feel the aftershocks of the law. It say in order to enforce new laws, the Indians and Africans had to be distinguished. European government census takers began visiting Indian communities east of the Mississippi River in the late 1700s and continued their task to identify and categorize. See what I'm saying? They want to put you in a box and tell you who you are. These so-called Indians now ain't nothing but Europeans or mixed breeds. And then when we want to talk about these mongoloids that mixed in with us who got together, the Asians, with the white man, to call themselves Native Americans, and they the ones was doing all this mixed breeding and all that, to disenfranchise and kick the blackies out of every damn thing. You see what I'm saying? They kicked us out of everything. They stole it all. And then they want to turn around and say that they Native Americans. And see, we got to understand what the word Native means. The word Native is somebody that go from one place to the next place and stay for a period a time, and then they become by them staying there and setting up shop, they become official part of that community or demographic area in which they in. That's a native, just like me. I'm a native of Tennessee. As far as if we took Tennessee as being a land we take Tennessee as being a nation, which it is considered really a nation. Each state is a nation. I moved to Tennessee from Ohio. I'm indigenous because I was born there, documented in Ohio. So I'm indigenous of Ohio, but I'm a native of Tennessee because I've been here by law. When they tell you, you stay here over 6 months, blah, 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 you got to change all your shit over and become part of Tennessee. Everybody know that in different states you go to, they have a specific time. If you stand there collecting money and doing shit there, they tell you, you now a native. That's somebody that migrated into a place. So when you want to talk about indigenous or you want to talk about Indian, which on old documents they didn't even use the word Indian. Indian come from the word indigo or nagrit, which is meaning the indigenous people too. You're talking about indigenous people. And when they say Indians and Columbus thought he was an Indian and all that, that's a lie, because during that period, when they say Columbus brought his ass over here, there was no place called India. So when you start saying I'm Indian, you only can deal with it based upon what they mean as this says. They were referring to the people as not Greeks. They was referring to the people as Ethiopians or Ethios. Yeah, Ethiopian, in that nature. So when we talk about Indians, that's a made-up thing. These people was called Moors because where the European was raised up and all he seen was people that was a dark skin, black, or whatever color. All he knew was the term Moor, or not Greek, or whatever, however you pronounce it, not Greek, or Negroes, or something like that. That's how you became that. He ain't know nothing about no Indian, or none of that shit. So that came about in what we would go now and find out when it came about. I'm going to tell you when it came about, where they started talking about some Indians. We're going to deal with the Doss role and the Fido role, and this is where they started saying this Indian stuff and started letting the beast take our identity, because we were a conquered and defeated people. And because some of us wasn't conquered by force, like they want you to believe that they was whooping your ass, hanging, they all that happened. Now, they did do all that. Yes, they did. But you wasn't no sucker like they try to portray it. And some of our historians try to portray it to make you, because there's a psychological thing that they trying to play on your mind when they show you these images that you was always being beat on and you this. That's so you don't ever rebel or fight. And this is what it's done. It stopped you from fighting, just like you seen the shit in New York. It makes you docile. When you constantly see those images and the white man is doing this, when you look at the history of them, other your masses, which are nothing but your gullahs, them niggas, like I just told you earlier, they never signed a treaty. They never lost. They are the only undefeated document that what they say. It's not what the beasts say. Because, see, when we go on the West Coast, I'm going to go into the West Coast, and it's going to be even a little bit better. But even what we talk about now, Black Kettle and all them, they kicked ass, too. They were snuck. The only reason they was able to take over the Mississippi area, the Louisiana area, which they killing all the down there. Because, see, you got to remember, y'all are the descendants of the oldest people on the planet. So they got to kill off that that gene. And get rid of a lot of these people, but we ain't lose nothing. These people over here was fighting like hell. The beast was sneak, and because we were so, see, our problem was we were honorable and nobles over here. So if we signed the treaty, we were under our side, and if we had to leave that land due to the fact that land was, that the treaty was broke, we would give it up. So that's how they got a lot of stuff. They didn't get a lot of stuff from kicking our ass and beating us, and they didn't do that. That's all Hollywood lies and reconstruct the history based upon the beast. We was kicking ass and taking names, period. And that's documented, and they hide that in the Smithsonian and other museums and other paperwork across seas, period, point blank. Sun Ray, we got some questions.
Yeah, so we got our brother Savannah Black on for our last question.
Yeah.
Hey, Brother Black.
Peace, Hotel.
Yeah, what's up, God? One love, Hotel.
Hotel, hold up. This is Messiah.
Oh, yeah, this is Black Messiah. What's up, God? All right.
Yeah, man, I was just hearing what you were saying about the heritage and all, because, you know, me, I'm a descendant of the Yamasee. And the Craw Indians, the Lower Creek Indians.
Lower Creek, right.
Also, I'm a Gullah Geechee. I'm part of the Gullah Geechee Nation.
Yeah, I remember that.
And we still indigenous right here now, fighting for our land and fighting for our property, which is ours. They're killing us, these Arabs and these Indians coming in, killing us and taking our land and beating out our land still today. We still fighting.
Okay, I'm glad you come on the show because you can back me up on some of this information that I got. And, you know, you and me always built on that. And see, let me ask you this question. And you can clarify a lot of what I'm saying because you down there and you going through it. And, you know, me and you done talked before about it. And for the record, I am a Black Messiah family too. So, Black Messiah, with sister with Queen Quay down there, and she was she didn't she sign an agreement to allow them to use like Myrtle Beach and all y'all territory down in there? But see, and this is something that y'all need to know, and I'm gonna let him go into depth with it. The Gullah Geechee Nation is right here in the United States, and it's a free nation that's operated. But the beast now, which y'all came in recognition in 2002. That's right, yeah. So this is what I'm talking about real nationhood that people don't know. The Gullah Geechee Nation has a queen that resides over them right now. And they got land that they leased out. When y'all go on to Myrtle Beach and talk about motorcycle riding and all that, y'all in a whole nother country, a whole nother nation. But they trying to steal that from y'all. And I want to get the update from you, brother, on how's that going down there, getting Myrtle Beach. Because y'all supposed to be getting that resort up out of there or something, I heard. I don't know. You know, share that with us. Share it with the family.
Yeah, right now, it's more so going, it appears to be leaning our way, but, you know, we still, it's more red tape that they coming through with because of the laws, not the laws, but so much what we accepted, you know, and what we accept they doing right now with these words and terms. So it's not more, you know, negotiation we going through, but we making strides on that issue right there.
Okay, so the queen, is she still residing there?
Yes, yes.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of her videos of work and stuff, and so are y'all in favor of her actions and movements, or has she done some things, you know, that has not been cool with y'all as a group of people? I seen her get in the beast's ass. She told him, don't come down here trying to tell us what to do. I seen a video of that, but that's an older video, so I haven't kept up with it like I should be. Because, like I said, my mother is a Geechee.
Right. The queen is still fighting strong, you know. And I'm thankful for her. She had a birthday by the day. What's going on, Queen? What, you know, she's still fighting strong, and she's still getting awareness and promoting awareness and going all over the world promoting awareness, you know, on an international level to let people know what's going on down here, for real, because we internationally recognized.
Exactly. And that's what I'm talking about. And our people need to know that. And she did, if y'all go on YouTube, she went and took the Gullahs all the way into, what's that, Breckfield, Texas, right outside of Galveston, Texas. It's a little town that's in there where our people went. When Andrew Jackson came down there and slaughtered a lot of the men and women, the same stuff we're seeing now. When we see United Nations, it's the same tactics. They went to when they can't beat you, when men go to another war, like I said, the men were protecting. They went and killed off a lot of the elderly, the children, and the women down there. And then they claimed it as a victory on record that they beat the – they never, ever beat the Gullahs. Because that's the real name for them, Gullah. And if you listen to Gullah, you can see the Islamic – not it being, you know, the Muslim, you say, it's, you can see the Arabic in it, and you can see the presence of them being Moors, because you got to remember North Carolina, South Carolina, and you had a treaty of the Sundry Treaty of the Moor Sundry Treaty, which was dealing in North Carolina, which all that was nothing but Moors. And we talking about the ancient Moors, and then we can even still talk about the modern day Moors, because when you talk about Noble Dry Lee, he came out of North Carolina, he was part of the Cherokee Nation, which that was encompassed under still, because like I said, the Yomassee was all of those people. That was the nation that encompassed the different groups of Cherokees. So the real name is really, like the brother said, the Gullahs. And that's who they are. And that goes all the way down into the Caribbean. And when you talk about the Gullah Geechee Nation, that includes all those little islands around there, all the way up to Myrtle Beach, which is all North Carolina. So the brother 100% right. But one more question I got for you that you can clarify.
Messiah.
I wanted to ask you, even though the queen is going all around being recognized, what is it that the beast doing down there? Give us some examples of what he's doing to try to undermine y'all nation.
Well, what he's doing is, you got to understand, it's the psyche people under that. It's the same thing still going on, you know. The old, like you said about the old folks, and you'll say about the children, you know, right now we are in the workforce because, I mean, prison is the most popular thing happening out here. You know, they put your tag on you, let you go back out. I mean, you ain't necessarily got to work for them, but they got a tag on you, they tracking you, they bring you back in. Anytime you work, still work in the economy, we can bring you back in. You know, that's the main thing happening down here because they got a lot of prisons down here in Georgia. All over the South, all over even Florida, all the way to North Carolina.
Yeah. But
that's indigenous for your prison industry. Labor, free labor. So it's the laws. What? Go ahead, brother.
But I'm saying, y'all all are, okay, I know that from what I've researched and seen, they recognize y'all, but they still want to try to bring y'all under the jurisdiction of the United States, as where y'all are not supposed to be brought up under the jurisdiction of the United States if y'all are official members of the Gullah Geechee tribe or Gullah Geechee Nation. So is they just violating y'all, like, no, you still a nigga? Blah, blah, blah. They not recognizing that, you know, y'all here on the shores of North America. Because I know internationally y'all are recognized and y'all are to be protected. And if something was to go down, the UN is supposed to step in to make sure that nothing happened to y'all. So is that, is y'all dealing with it on that level or not, or just...
Yeah, we dealing with on that level, and you know, it's one thing, the law, whatever the people accept, that's what, you know, it's under a psyche. They accept that we are, like I say, internationally recognized, but the people have to recognize that they're internationally recognized because they are just playing this, they just playing the game. I mean, yeah, it's a written law, it's there, but the people are not recognizing. And that's the biggest problem. You know, there's very few people around here proud to be Geechee Gullah or proud to be a descendant from the Yamasee. There's very few people proud. They sleep.
Yeah, because they want to, they done somewhat assimilated and accepted, and as generation go on, the beast is doing his tactics as we get them off. And see, that's why I was trying to break down with what happened with this Ouachita Nation thing. Because y'all part of the Ouachita Nation as well, as I just showed in group. And they just slowly letting those who supposed to uphold it die off, and then they just erase it and then replace it with them and say, that's us. That's us. And I want you to stay on the line because I'm going to read this little piece about, and because it's going to tie into what you're trying to say and what you're saying that is occurring, where this may happen down there pretty soon. Let me go to this Cherokee piece. Here's what the beast, this is what a beast had the nerve to write. But go ahead and get him some information real quick while I pull this up on the Gullah Geechee Nation and a little bit of history right quick, if you can do that.
All right. Yeah. You know, the Gullah Nation, you know, exists from Jacksonville, North Carolina, you know, the Jacksonville, Florida. It encompasses all, you know, the sea islands and 32.5 miles inland of St. John's River. You know, on these islands are numerous African ethnic groups linked with indigenous Americans and created the unique Gullah language and traditions, which later came Geechee. The Gullah Geechee people have been considered a nation within the nation from the time of chattel enslavement in the United States until they officially became internationally recognized a nation on July 2nd, the year 2000 A.D. Our people, you know what I'm saying, our origins, you know, began way before what people recognize or realize, because we was here. And like, you know, I heard a brother say earlier, that's not saying that, you know, my people don't come from what we call the motherland. But my people have been indigenous here, and I'm indigenous to this land. And I can't, you know, I do it all as one, because I believe Africa should be liberated. And I believe, you know, it starts with us over here. And you got to protect your land. And I'm feeling you got to protect your land, because you don't feel like protecting this land, you don't feel indigenous to this land, you're not going to want to protect this land. So we got to begin to embrace being indigenous, so we can learn to protect our land and ourselves and start looking elsewhere. Now it's another political game. They got us looking elsewhere. And I'm RBG.
Yes, sir. Brother, I think we got brothers now. I think we got Brother Savannah Black on the line this time, man. I can't even get my words out.
Yeah. Bring him in, because I'm trying to get this article together. And I want both of them.
Hey, brother,
how
y'all doing?
All right, what's up, brother?
Peace, brother. You're going to get it. I just have one. I wanted to kind of touch off on what Brother Messiah was saying about, you know, the indigenous people that are here. It's overwhelming, the amount of people that are here that don't acknowledge being Geechee or being Gullah. I'm talking about, it's like a slap on the face even to tell somebody that they are Gullah or to tell somebody that they are Geechee. And if we had more young kids or either adolescents under the ages of 35 that would acknowledge their heritage, that would acknowledge where they come from, we won't be having these problems in the Geechee Gullah Nation right now as we have. It's a shame that we have Queen Quack going all over this fucking country, even outside of this country, spreading the message and the knowledge and telling people about, you know, the Geechees and the Gullahs down here in the southeast as part of the United States. We should have men stepping up to the plate, spreading this knowledge. But instead, we do have some elders, some older people, but as far as younger people, 35 and younger, if you find any that are knowledgeable to know anything about the history of the heritage, it's rare. And it's a muck. Hey, brother, if you don't mind, I'm going to go ahead and say this right here, right?
Go ahead, man, dude. Just go ahead and go in. I got the article, but go ahead, dude. Black. Go
okay.
Ahead.
It's a motherfucking shame that these bitch-ass niggas right here in this city where I'm at, and even when you cross the motherfucking bridge, especially in South Carolina, in Beaufort, Hilton Head, Richland, and all the major hubs where the most concentrated blood of Geechee Gullah's Law Act don't acknowledge their fucking history. Those motherfuckers would rather be from New York, they would rather wear DeBose, rather wear Timberlands with the strings untied, rather walk around and call you yo, son, and B, rather goddamn act like they're part of the Wu-Tang Clan than to act like, than to be a part of the Gullah Geechee Clan. It's a goddamn shame. The influence that up north has on us down here as a people. Now, I'm almost saying Savannah. Savannah, we have our own thing going. But when you cross that bridge, the flavor is not that of the south that they carry. The flavor that they carry is that of the north. And it's a motherfucking shame. I'm talking about they have been influenced and indoctrinated so much from the people from the north. That's the reason right now that they are struggling the way they are. And it's not just the acknowledgement that's not being shown by the younger generation, but it's also the older ones that had left back in the 40s and the 50s and the 60s to go do the factory work up north to send the money. Remember, Brother Anthony, me and you talked about this right here. To send the money back home. It's them motherfuckers that forgot about where they came from. And then on top of that, a lot of them, when they got down there, they got with them the gutter bus from up north, they sold out their part of the land, the inheritance that they had. See, remember, the original 40 acres and the mule was started right here where we at in Savannah, Georgia. You see what I'm saying? Between General Sherman and the preachers of the First African Baptist Church, you know, and the other community leaders from Savannah and the surrounding areas. And spread from right there. Now, you take that. You take when the economic times had got bad and there was a lot of sharecroppers and then all the factories and the buildings that had opened up in New York that gave it also in Detroit, Michigan, that gave people a platform that they can go and make money and send that shit back home. See, the crackhead like that. See, but the thing about it is, when they got up there with those New Yorkers and they started eating those fucking Coney Island hot dogs and eating them down, they forsake crystals and started going to White Castle and talk about how better the motherfucking Philly cheesesteaks was. They had put down here that the South wasn't shit. And a lot of people begin believing that. Matter of fact, to be honest with you, as a youth, I even believed that shit once upon a time. I was willing to fight a motherfucker that they called me Geechee or Gullah or anything like that. It was to be teased. It was something to be frowned upon. And the bad part about it now is that we are fighting day in and day out to preserve our heritage. Every time you go to South Carolina, you will see a tract of land that's getting developed, becoming condos or becoming apartment complex for those same fucking crackers that came from up north down to the south. We have sold whole islands. Brother Messiah, you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when I say a whole island, I mean a whole island that was just that was only populated by black people. They sold a whole fucking island for just thousands of dollars. Now, in order to move on the island, to even buy a fucking lot, you're going to pay a minimum of $500,000, and to build a house up on that bitch, it's going to be a minimum of $2 or $3 million. This shit is crazy, bruh.
Exactly. And see, like you were saying, when we talk about the sharecropping, sharecropping is the real name that we're supposed to use for slavery, because it was our land and they came, and some of our people said, well, I can't go nowhere, I don't want to fight. So they agreed and made contracts and treaties. These were native people who made contracts to allow the beast. They went in business with the beast, should we say, just to make it simple. They went in business with the beast. And they brought out their people. So when we talk about Uncle Tom's and sellouts and overseer black, they were overseeing their workforce to make sure them and the beast was being profitable, because we wouldn't have it. And if you don't believe me, you go and read the Sharecropper Act of 1865 to 1877. And I'm going to leave that alone. So that's some reading for people to do. Read the Sharecropping Act. Now, here's what I want y'all to stay on the line. Now, here's the identity thief shit that I want to get into. Now, look, this comes from a site that they got up, as Brother Messiah and Savannah Black was saying. These, when those fake natives came down that way, and they doing it all over the country, but if you listen earlier in the show, and remember what I told you about the Ouachita Nation, because they won't, Oklahoma and all them, that's where all the oil was discovered. And I'm going to give you all this sister. Her name was, real quick, and she was the first black millionaire. When they tell you Madam C.J. Walker was a millionaire and all that, this sister was a millionaire and owned all the oil in Oklahoma and all in that region. She a young sister. And she became a millionaire at 18. So we're going to go and look at this first. This comes from Bad Eagle. Now, this is a Native American site. Let me show you the racism, like he was saying. Show you the racism. We are raising the, put on the record, set it straight, that we were the original indigenous people, so-called Indians and all that type of shit. It's a From American Indian Patriot. This is a hate site. And then when you go on there, I want everybody to go on there, and you'll see the bastard. His name is David Yangley, the great-great-grandson of Commander Lear Bad Eagle. We didn't even use no term as Bad Eagle. So you already know that's European shit. But this dude is getting props and all that. We didn't even use no thing of Bad Eagle. We was always on a higher vibration than that. But there's nothing called no Bad Eagle. This is all made up. But this bastard got a racist Native American site against the true indigenous people. I'm going to read what this bitch say. That's what he is, a white bitch. And when you look at his picture, you can see he a redneck. It say, the United States government just destroyed the Indian sovereignty. The Indian sovereignty. Yeah, it should be destroyed because ain't no such thing as no damn Indian, white boy. In the United States District Court of Columbia, Negroes were declared citizens of the Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma. Now, there's only three Cherokee nations recognized by the United States, and they can get funding. Okay? Dr. Claude Anderson, when he went to court, he tried to get money and reparation. The Supreme Court judge told him, he said, we paid then y'all. Y'all, he tried to tell him, but see, he wanted to do it by being black. That's where he fucking up at. He said, they said, we give y'all reparation all the time. The white judge ain't going to come out and tell him, nigga, you a motherfucking Indian. We been put all this money in the tribes and blah, 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 and that's where y'all need to go. He ain't going to come out and just tell him all that. He hit it to him because he knew the nigga had a good case. But the nigga want to keep going to all these courts arguing black issues. You can't do that because that's a subject of the United States. They own that. Negro, black, colored, all that. That status of indigenous people when they come into the United States jurisdiction. See what I'm saying? The United States ain't did nothing to no black and Negroes. They did something to nations that was already established here, and they are giving reparation to that. Show and prove. Let me finish the article. So somebody say, oh, no, you talking shit. Here's what these imposters are saying. They mad because they put under the fire now that if Negroes start going back and reclaiming their identity, true identity, they got to add some of that money. They got to add some of them profits they've been making at these casinos and all that. I'm going to show and prove. The white boy telling him, he's so racist, he tell it. And I was a part of this scheme, I kill it. You understand what I'm saying? It say, the Negro won again. No human being on earth will ever be allowed to deny the Negro of anything. This is what this piece is saying. Yo, Savannah.
Hello?
Yo, man, yeah, I was just sitting there.
Okay, yo. Yeah, I'm right here, brother. I just had I put my phone on mute because I didn't want my background noise to kill the show.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Brother Tony on the line also.
Okay, I want Tony on too because he can break some of this shit down. It say the Negro has won again. No human being on earth will ever be allowed to deny the Negro anything. Even the fact that he's not an Indian, and no Indian nation is sovereign now. Negroes are Indians by federal court fiat. In the United States District Court, District of Columbia, Cherokee Nation of Oklahoma made an agreement with the attorneys of the Negroes, the 2,000 freemen. Remember the Freedmen Bureau? That's us. And I'm gonna show y'all how when I get done, I'm gonna bring that up because it's almost time to wind down. It say the restoration their citizenship Tuesday, September the 20th. The Cherokee Nation, with all their rights, including the rights to vote in the upcoming election, they talk about some old Cherokee bitch they brought in, and Obama fired her. Y'all remember Obama just fired that Cherokee woman that was appointed attorney general out of Arizona. The Negro, he fired her in 2007, actually. The Negroes has been denied their citizenship for obvious reasons, like being Indian, but the Obama administration, the House of Urban Development, threatened to withhold $33 million of federal money from the Cherokee Nation. See that? This is how they dispersing the reparations and the shit that belong to you. They give it to them, but they not acknowledging you and taking this shit and pocketing it. Thus, the United States government determined who is Indian and who is not. It is no longer the American Indian Nation. Indians are no longer determined who is an Indian. With the Negro in the White House, all Negroes are Indians. The Negro will not be denied anything he wants for any reason. It is sad. It is a sad day for the Indian people in America. Sovereignty is the most definite over. Sovereignty is most definitely over. Forever. Treaties, rights, and annulities. Indian identity is invalid, uncertain, and meaningless. See what I'm saying? Now, what it say, and that means the imaginary Palestine and imaginary state that cannot deny citizenship to Jews or Negroes. And it goes on and read on. But I want y'all to go and look that up and read how sickening this so-called Native American, and it's a recognized website. Both Native Americans, that they will write an article like this, knowing that, and then they'll allow authors to write books saying, well, Native Americans took in black African slaves and all this old crazy-ass mess. See, I cut through all that shit. I ain't finna be dealing with it and talking about it and trying to, because it's bullshit. But for this to be a modern-day site and then them to write this, but they tell it on themselves, then they telling you who you is if you just understood what I just read. They telling on what type of racist motherfucker they is, because when you look at his face, you will see he don't even look like the attorney general that Barack Obama fired. He don't even look like her. He look like what's that motherfucker that do karate? He look like Steven Seagal, and she look like one of our people. She look like, you know, a sister you did with China. She dark and everything, and he like, they fired her and blah, 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 blah. They don't even want you to be a part of none of this. And they talking about $33 million that they about to lose. They getting millions and millions. But when you calling yourself black, Negro, color, and you all these different subject terms set up by the United States, you get cut out by this. And you hear what you just said. We lost our sovereignty fucking with these niggas. See what I'm saying? But bring Tony L in.
Peace, bro. Peace, brother John.
Peace, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear, brother.
All right, what's going on?
What's up?
Not much. Not my family. What's going on?
You?
We need a page, a little pilot pack. This is from the Confederate Cherokees. The story of John G. Regiment of Mounted Rifles. Let me just go right here. This is page one. By heritage, the Cherokees were generally Southerners, having grown up under the system of Negro slavery on plantations and small farms, before having been forced from their ancestral homelands in Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, Kentucky, and Tennessee. The Cherokees lived as bands of peoples and families and united family protection. Among their neighbors were the Creeks, Choctaws, and Chickasaws. The rivalry of the Indians and the colonizations of the Eastern American seaboard encroached upon the Cherokee homelands, and the northern missionaries and southern traders intermarried into the Cherokee tribes, bringing great changes in the traditional attitudes and polarizations amongst the different groups that were with the least tribes, the Confederate Cherokees. I'm going to say it again. By heritage, a Cherokee was generally a Southerner, having grown up under the system of Great slavery. I'm done.
Okay. And so that, Tony L., and we can even go into the legal, the law thing of how the Cherokees was conquered when we go into the treaties, not the law. I take that back, Simon. Let's talk about the treaty, because when we talk about the Cherokees and how they lost their land, that's come from the doctrine of what? Discovery, right?
That comes out of, if you got a pen and paper, you can look
that's
up.
The doctrine of discovery.
When they're talking, you probably have to just mute your phone. And that way it'll clear up. It's coming off your mic.
I was trying to make sure that wasn't me. Can you hear me?
Go ahead, brother.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I don't know. Okay, yeah, I saw that. That's Inca-Katara-Gavinia Policy of 1493. You take that with the Christian Black Codes of 1724, the Negro Laws of South Carolina, I think it's 1880, I'm sorry if I got the date wrong on that one, and the Treaty of Verona. You mix those all together, and welcome to America. That's all of it right there. Once you started changing your name and all that good shit, it, all of that falls under, you know, everything in there. When you stop calling yourself, they could be Native if you want to be legal. Look at the word Native. You can have that. Native don't really mean nothing. Native is just where you was born at. Doesn't make you, you know, indigenous or of the land. But yeah, bring the brother in. I need to do some questions.
The secret treaty of Verona, but what I want people to look, the other treaty I want you to talk about, L, and because it's this the doctrine, because that's the one that they used to take the land of Georgia. They used the rule of the doctrine of the, not doctrine of Cherokee versus Georgia, and when the judge ruled, they proved the Cherokee said this our shit, but then the judge, I forget her name, it was abroad, and she came out with the treaty, like, motherfucker, this still our shit. Let me see, Cherokee versus Georgia.
Yeah, let me get that one.
And,
I bet you somewhere in there is going to fall on your status. I guarantee it.
Okay.
Status is going to be in there. Take any of these packages to court. You're going to see when they go to court. They're not going to say they're white. Hello?
Yeah. Oh, they ain't going to say him. Y'all
just
say
it.
And this is a Supreme Court case, so those that's listening, put that down and look at that. And this is how they take your shit. Cherokee Nation versus Georgia. You can even read about it in there. It's the doctrine of discovery. That's what I...
Damn, where's my notebook? Also, you can look up the Slaughterhouse case.
The Slaughterhouse case, yeah.
What year was that? I got my damn notebook. Yeah, the Slaughterhouse case, which is the Supreme Court case, it tells you right in the court case, and the court notes, that the United States of America functions under two governments. Two. I.e., there are two seals on your dollar for a reason.
No. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's
but
the Slaughterhouse
case.
Let me throw this one in there, too. Family, please. You got your family sitting there with you. Tell them to shut up. You might want to listen to this one. It's kind of critical. I can only tell you this in an abrasive way, okay? Look up the Civil Rights Act of 1866. The Civil Rights Act of 1866, ladies and gentlemen, civil rights is unconstitutional in the United States of America. Prove me wrong if you want. Go look it up right now. Civil Rights Act of 1866. You have no civil rights.
That's right. Look,
April 66.
The Moonlight Radio.
Nah, I can't be nice about this shit. This is some real shit. Because, you know, I'm tired of the normal lives. Okay? Ain't no RBG motherfuckers teaching no goddamn law class. It says they're freestylers or something. Well, you know, big shout out to them. Is that the motherfucker? What else we got? Slaughterhouse. The 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment. You gotta read these amendments, please. Take a dictionary. Give me 1 second. I'm sorry. Something right there? That's it. Thank you. 1 second. Let me go to my notes real quick then. Where we at? 1 second. I'm sorry, though. I just called in at the last minute. Okay, the War Powers Act of 1941, which is amended in 1973. It was re-amended in 2012. Okay, at the War Powers Act, when you look at the War Powers Act under the Amendment, it supposedly guarantees you equal protection. Also look at the Trading with the Enemy Act. Right, which gives government authorization over all contracts and transactions, which gives them no longer standing in court. There goes your treaties. Can you hear me? Am I live?
Yeah, you straight. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm just reading. I got my class book here and shit real quick. But,
Go ahead.
All treaties... Everything falls under status. Everything. I don't care if it's a parking ticket. I don't care what the hell you suing this motherfucker over. If you went in the courtroom, you know. He does not say, my name is Mr. Finkelstein and I'm white. No, my name is Mr. Finkelstein and I am a member of the German government. This is my, you know, papers, my papers. You have your papers, right? You got to understand status. Status is everything. What you open your mouth with, Mr. Eric Garner, I'm sorry. We love you. We miss you. Okay? As soon as you come out your mouth, African-American, black, Negro, colored, all that good shit, Christian Black Holes of 1724. Go read them. O.J. Simpson is in there. Go read it. It tells you. Go read them. Should I read them out loud for you guys? Look at section number 6. Anybody married to a white woman? Any of our sisters on the line are married to a white man? Go look at section number 6. You have no standing. This is not me. I just read it. You're African-American, pants is off your ass, hat turned to the side, pull out the state ID. What's the state ID? That's their proof right off the grip. They're on your ass. Christian Black Holes, Negro, the Negro Code, the Negro Laws. Read them. That gives authorizational power to the NYPD, LAPD, Miami PD, NEPD, FBI, NSA, CIA, all of that comes right under those documents right there. What you consider to be racism in the United States? No, it's the fucking Treaty of Verona. Read it. It tells you right there. When you see them, just act like they're not standing there. Can't drink from here. It's all psychological. The more you tell somebody they don't want it seems like they want it. I'm sorry, I can't be nice about this shit. Come on, man. You guys know what it is. They're killing us wholesale. I don't gotta remind nobody of this issue. But that's what it is. You know, and I'm sorry. It's status. You may not like it. Oh, he's a moral and this and this. No, it's status. Look at the words. If you want a free dictionary, you can email me. Email me on Facebook. Email Brother Anthony. Brother Anthony Show. Eventually, you know, I'll send you the mail dictionary. Look up status, look up identity, look up color. Look up color. It tells you in the dictionary something that looks like something, but something that's not what it looks like.
That's
huh?
not what it is. It is. It is.
What? What kind of bullshit is that? What? Color. Colorable. Okay, we got color paper for color people and color laws.
Exactly.
America. He's got the keys to his shit, and you walking around ass backwards. Literally. With a dashiki on. Wearing a t-shirt and a pen, claiming to be all this other shit that you ain't. Okay? And I'm going to say it again. I got people I know from Africa. I got friends from Germany, Italy, all that good shit. They all tell me the same thing. What the hell is happening? What's wrong with y'all? Everybody knows, so it's not like a game. Everybody knows. They got Bloods and Crips in Korea, y'all. Don't ask me how they got there, but, you know, they're there. They're not waiting for the African. The African is sitting on 98% of the world's minerals. What is he not doing? What is he not doing? What is he not doing? From the background, what is he not doing? Tell me. If he's sitting on 98% of the world's resources, which means everything is underneath his fucking feet, what is he not doing? Because I can't help him. I got my own shit over here. So what the fuck is going on? Are you from here or are you from over there? If you're from over there, I'm going to tell you, like I tell everybody, go down to the African consulate, get some goddamn papers. Because the papers will save your ass. Oh, no, excuse me. My name is not John Nigger. My name is John Nigger. I'm from Zawana. Here you go. Here's my passport. I don't have no state ID. Here's my passport. Here's my stuff. Get the fuck away from me, officer. And they're going to back up off you. I got no jurisdiction. Look up jurisdiction. I got jurisdiction on colors, Negroes, blacks, African Americans, Puerto Ricans. I love y'all Puerto Ricans. Look up the word Puerto Rican. It means rich port. How can you be a rich port with two legs? I don't understand them out.
That's the whole
explain
problem. People give up jurisdiction. They give it up. They don't challenge.
Look up these words. It all means fucking property. Look up these words. It all means property. What? I don't understand this. And then you complain about the shit he does to you. What you want to be done? So if you're going to be the victim, you choose to be the victim when this mother, you have this motherfucker's really nasty. I don't want to hear shit. I don't want to hear shit. Shit. I go on the Facebook, what am I looking at? Tommy Sotomayor versus this guy. And this shit. Here's my new CD. Wait a minute, listen. I've been posting for 2 weeks. Black men getting murdered wholesale. Anybody that knows my Facebook page is online right now on this goddamn phone call. They can tell you right now if I'm motherfucking lying. I've been doing it for 2 weeks straight. Black men getting murdered wholesale. No one has nothing to say about this. I go on the Facebook, the Ali Muhammad and Sanella, and we never, what the fuck, man? Can we draw a line? Can we say, okay, this side of the family's plan and this side want to keep it real? Can we just do that? Can we draw a line and let the world know? So we can see, because the world is watching. I can show you pictures of motherfucking Syria. Trayvon, we love you. Interesting. Egypt, Trayvon, we love you. Did they not in Libya take the red, black, and green and put it on the flag pole? They threw the star and crescent on it? Red, black, and green. That's the nigga flag, right? That's, I don't mean to be taking over. Somebody could tell me to shut the fuck up. It's all good. But, you know, and I guess it got to be said. But that's the nigga flag. Hung the nigga flag up. Threw the star and crescent on it. Yes, motherfucking star and crescent on it. Right? Threw their left fist up in the air and said, we tired. Come on. Italy, we tired. Come on, black man. It is what it is. We love your kids. I hope you do because I love mine. All right? That's why you hear it in my voice because I love mine. And, it's like this shit bugs me the fuck out. I don't understand this shit. You understand? I walk through Staten Island. I got to carry some shit with me. I walk through Brooklyn. I got to carry my shit with me. I go to Marshall. Some shit with me. You understand? You know what I do? Dude, I'm going to show you something on my YouTube page. I'm going to show you videos. At 3 o'clock in the morning in Brooklyn, white women walking poodles in front of thugs, killers.
Mm.
Yeah? Right? 3 o'clock in the morning. You know this bitch got money. Right? I don't know Brooklyn.
They won't even snatch it. They won't even snatch it or take it. But you come through. They
want to
take your shit.
Dude, the black is the biggest coward on the fucking face of the planet. The black man is the biggest fucking coward. I don't give a fuck. You don't like it because that's what the fuck it is. You understand me? Because if I got the red on, you got the blue, somebody's got to go. Nigga, you looking at me? Somebody's got to go. I know you wasn't trying to touch my girl ass, nigga. Somebody has to go. Okay, it's gotten so bad now. You post a YouTube video, somebody's got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Interesting. Yo, man, let's go down to the rally. Yo, man, yo, cops fucking with you all the time. Come on, man, take the niggas to court. Don't even do that. $9 billion on the stake here. Come on, black man, we ain't no better. Guess what? You spend about $12 billion. We ain't no motherfucking better. Let's give a round of applause. Donald Sterling? Round of applause. Excuse me. Hold on 1 second. Woo! Rod Cuban. Thank you. Rod Cuban. You speaking to the man's phone call. Why don't they do something else? They got all this money. Why are they not doing anything else? Interesting. The head of Negro goes talking about, what was it, San Antonio versus who? Miami? Okay. He's going back to Cleveland? All right. Don't give a fuck about me. Okay. If I see him in the street asking for a dollar, he's going to tell me to get the fuck out of his face. That's some real shit. Matter of fact, you got $20 for autograph? Get the fuck out of my face. I don't understand. I can't get none of the gangster rappers. Hey, y'all niggas is from Shaolin. Why don't we go down and... All right? So it is what it is, man. Just understand the world you live in. So when you go in the store and the white people disrespect you, or excuse me, The European disrespects you. Okay? The Asian disrespects you. The African disrespects you. Understand why. Don't be all worried because you're racist. No. Grab your dick, black man. That's why. Okay? Grab that shit. And if you're a goddamn man, you stand the fuck up right now. You grab that shit. You cough, motherfucker. Okay? Because ain't that many left of us. Understand that one, too. I'm sorry to call in and bum rush the show and lose me trying to take over or whatever, you know, you may feel. It's got to be said.
No, you cool. You cool.
No, because I know, you know people get scared. They feel a certain way. I done been through it already. We know what it is. Motherfuckers went. They posted my address on the internet. All that good shit. We know what it is. I don't even
know.
I just want to. So it's known, family. They listen to us in Germany. They listen to us in Japan, China, Korea, Africa, wherever. Understand that. This is not 1960s, 70s, 80s. We live in the motherfucking digital age right now. Right now, there's an Eskimo listening to us right now.
Exactly.
Understand that. No?
Yeah.
Okay? So, let's be perspective. Let's be... You know, because it seems like it's only a few of us that really want to do it versus everybody else that want to keep it going.
Yeah, bro. Shit.
Everybody want to keep it going. You understand? Look at the conscious community.
Yeah.
Sorry. Keeping
you
it going.
You broke it. You broke it. And, you know, and shit, we all ain't, you know.
Nah, it's going to love. They got to be said, man, because this shit is insane. Look, now, go watch the video. You got kids? Anybody that got kids right now, you hear me? Please, watch that YouTube video. Watch it. Watch it. Look at your son or your daughter. Watch that shit. And understand what you're watching. I am sitting here watching a grown man die. I'm watching a grown man die. Then I'm watching all these motherfucking black people standing around. They be videotaping the shit. Nobody ain't got nothing to say. Watch the video. As soon as the cops leave, what do you see? The Negroes flooding the street like fucking cockroaches. How many of these Negroes got a pistol on them? Case closed. I'm done. I'm sorry, brother. It's long, brother. For real.
No, it's long. This is what it is. You know, shit. I'm letting all you brothers go in, you know. Because, like, it's almost winding down, and I was doing the show for Sister Shell, just, you know, the show the link where Mississippi come in at with us being a Wichita Nation. We all the Wichita, and then you take what you just said, what the Black Messiah said, what Savannah and them said. We ain't the warriors that we used to be. But like Black Messiah said, they fighting an international war over there with trying to keep what they got going on. Savannah Black down there fighting what he got to go on. New York, they got to fight too. Like Pac say, he said in Cali is where we riot, not rally. New York like to rally instead of riot. We got to get back on that fight, too. And that's go for everybody. You know what I'm saying? We ain't fighting back, you know, far as putting our hands on a motherfucker. You dig what I'm saying? We do it on an individual basis. Motherfucker, I'm going to fuck him up. But we ain't doing it on the broad scale of saying, you fuck with him, you fucking with me, now let's get it in. We ain't doing that. You see what I'm saying? So that's something that got to be discussed, too. Where do we draw the line where we put our hands on motherfuckers? But before I go on my tantrum, I want to give this information out. I want everybody that's listening to the show that want to trace their heritage back without giving up their blood, their DNA, and all this shit to the white man so he can experiment on you and all this. all you have to do is go to what they call the National Archives, okay? And in the National Archives, you can do all the research you want to do on your heritage. It gives you the Doss roll. It gives you the Baker roll. It gives you all of that. You can find out where your last name come from. All you can trace anything. Just go to what they call, look up the National Archives, and they'll give you what tribe you connected to. It'll give you updated information of what your tribe is saying and have put in the archives about, you know, updated information about what's going on, blah, blah, blah. And it'll take you all the way back. You do your own stuff. Make it fun for yourself. Make it a hobby. Find out who you is. You can ask your uncles, your aunties, like I told you earlier, your grandmama, and you go into these National Archives. They'll give you all the history you want to know. This is where I got a lot of the information when it deal with the Native American Indians and all that. You go into there. It's called the National Archives. Research American Indians and the Alaskan Natives. Write that down. And go in there, and you'll start. You can start your journey. You can set your own page up. Even this is where Ancestry.com, they steal this information to create their site. They became a corporation based upon this. This is your National Archives. This is set up by the government. And you can add to, you can gain and get whatever it is you need. And they'll go and screen the shit. Can't put nothing in there that ain't been documented as true, actual, and factual. They'll kick it out of there. So you can go in here and find out who you is. And this is one of the best research tools. And it goes, and you can go here and find out other stuff too. It gives you, for example, it gives you genealogy, it gives you military stuff. You can go in there and fill out paperwork you want to, if you need to get some Social Security or whatever, blah, 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 what have you. It gives you the linkage to everything that's dealing with the government and who the fuck you is, periodic, period. You can go in there and write newsletters. You can go read newsletters based upon what's going on in these tribes and going on with you, just being a nigga. They got stuff written about you being Negro. So take that down, and if you don't know how to navigate, it's a the U.S. National Archives. This is where you can go and find anything, and you can make phone calls, and they'll send you or email you certain records you want to find out. So this is what I was talking about, a real treat for everybody. That way, when somebody come up to you and just trying to tell you anything, you got records and documentation where you can present to say, hey, no, that's incorrect, because here, because they'll give it to you. And they ain't remixing nothing. It just, they'll open a whole library of what your family or whatever your people did. They'll open that up to you. Now, you ain't going to get everything because certain stuff is hidden in lodges. They ain't going to give you all that stuff. But here's the number. If you want the number, if you can't navigate through or you don't have a computer, you can call them and they'll send you these records. And that way you will have them, you know, to do your own research. So it's 1-866-NAR. We'll do it again. 1-866-272-6274. And when you call that number, if you don't understand how to do it on the internet and navigate yourself, because the list is so long, it goes through the Doss roll. It'll take you from your tribe and show you what roll was connected to the DOS role, because DOS role, the fighter role, is the mainframe. But each tribe had their own role, and they would gather information, then they would incorporate it into what you would call the DOS role or the final role, and then that became what you would have now called the National Archives. So you can go through it and look at all the stuff, and it even take you to documents that's owned by universities, museums, and stuff like that, and you can go in there and find out your own personal history. And that's where you want to start, knowing your own personal history, how that connects to the vast history of us being the Ouachita Nation, us being among different nations and tribes that make up what you call the Ouachita Nation. So make sure you keep that in mind and document that. And it even gives you videos, tutorials, shows you what's going on, current events of what these doing, what they're doing. And most of this is, this is all our stuff, blacks. But you got white people exploiting it. But it's your shit. So the more you go on here and explore it, you can start reclaiming what these white folks doing, taking your shit, acting like it's theirs. You know, their identity thieves. As I just, before Tony L went on his tantrum and told these motherfuckers what time it is, I was explaining how the white man is upset because Obama came out and made the executive order and told you, and I had told y'all on the old Culture Freedom shows that you were declared as indigenous people and this shit belonged to you. So they upset because the rights are coming back, like he said, coming back to you to reclaim your lost heritage. And when you reclaim your lost heritage, you reclaim the Americas, because that's where your black ass come from. Because when you go three generations back, it won't link up to no ships and no motherfucking boats. And if you can't link to no ships and no boats, your black ass is indigenous to America. So stop fronting. Period. And point blank. You can say, I want to know where I come from there. Your black ass is from America and America only. You ain't from no goddamn Africa. Those are your people who was across the waters when this shit broke up a few thousand years ago. And they had to take boats, come back over here, stay connected to you, and link up with you, and to marry with you, and all that. But your black ass born in Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, California, New York, and all your documentation say that. It don't say shit about Africa, so stop lying to yourself and tricking yourself and let that beast tell you that you ain't from here so he can stay here and get him off your motherfucking land. You understand? That's what's motherfucking real. Use a motherfucking indigenous, autochthonous American and motherfucking stand up and be proud and uphold that and quit saying I'm from some motherfucking way else. Because every time you say that, you allow the beast to remain here and stay on your ass and keep that boot on your ass, in your ass, and that choke lock on your neck and kill you and suffocate like Tony L said. Choke your motherfucking ass out and die on your own motherfucking soil. You ain't from nowhere else. I don't give a fuck what they write about over there. That's a great civilization. And that's cool. But blackies, know, love, give honor, respect to your ancestors and your heritage right here in North America, because your parents will never tell you nothing about they came from nowhere over there. They would never give you a nation, and the white man can't give you one. You a goddamn lie when you say you're African. And you a damn lie to say you're African-American. You a damn lie to say I'm this, I'm that. nigga, you are indigenous to America. Because you young and you a moderate nigga. Period. You moderate. So Africa ain't got nothing to do with you. And your grandparents ain't told you that. They'll never tell you that because they don't know about nothing over there. They been met an African, had some sex with African and made you, and the bloodline mixed, but you are a whole elixir of that. So you still a new nigga. Because if an African come over here and mix with your black ass in America, they created a whole new product. So what the fuck you talking about? Think over that. Think over that, my people. You are the indigenous people, the Omec, the Ouachita Dedumile Nation of multiple tribes that make it up, period. You ain't African. Africa for Africa, America for America. And I'm not talking about America because you saying America is, oh, that's the white man shit. No, the America, the white man living in the United States. That's the 10 square miles over in Washington, D.C. That ain't even part of the United States. Oh, that ain't even part of America. We are not a part of that unless you choose to be by being his subject as Negro, black, and color. That's your choice. If you want to be part of that, that's your choice. I ain't going to tell no nigga what he can be and what he can't be. But you choose. You decide. But some race. Where we at on this?
Yeah, we
in
overtime,
brother.
Man. Yeah, we
been
way
overtime.
In overtime.
Okay, okay. Y'all go ahead and close it out and do what y'all want. I'm saying go ahead and give y'all opinion. And
hey, brother,
and
you got
then some way we'll close it out on you know.
Hey, brother, I just want to say, it's about 38 minutes left, 37 minutes, but I just want to say that Brother Tony L came in hard, you know, and that's all I'm saying. You know, if you want to call yourself conscious, you know, and you're gonna get into this thing right here, if you coming from out of the streets or you coming from out of a life of self-destruction against your brothers and sisters, why not take that self-destructive energy that you had when you was going against the people that was good and now use it against the people that's doing bad against you and your community? You know, we have women going harder than men. You know, the reason that we are in the situation we are in right now is because too many pussy-ass niggas. You can call yourself a great debater, a great scholar, and this and that, but it's just like I told somebody the other day, shit, I can't recall one nigga who they had to put hands on. You understand what I'm saying? They can talk like a motherfucker, but I have never seen them in a motherfucking fight. I never heard about them goddamn kicking a nigga to sleep. I haven't heard about them goddamn hanging a nigga upside down from the goddamn balcony of the 25th floor. I haven't heard of none of this shit. Jesse Jackson walking around, you know what I'm saying, still doing the same pussy-ass shit he was doing. Al Sharpton still coming through like super perm, doing things he's been doing. I'm talking about these motherfuckers haven't had the answer to no niggas.
Yeah.
But it's a whole bunch of brothers in the conscious community that are banging on each other. But they won't bang on these Uncle Tom, and they won't bang on these crackers. Brother Tony, I had to calm down from what I said earlier, but after you said what you said, I really had got upset. I'm like, God damn, I'm glad I had this shit on speakerphone because my sister was here, and she heard that shit, she would have got mad too. You know, it's enough of being pussy-ass niggas around here. You know, it's just enough of that weakness. You know, the same thing like what happened in California a couple weeks ago when a sister got beat. Motherfuckers passing by. I bet you the first thing that Brother Tony, I bet the first thing the niggas had said, ooh, shit, boy, he beat the shit out of that bitch. Hey, man, give me my phone, man. I want to put this shit on Facebook. Ooh, shit, he beat the shit out of that bitch. Give me my phone, man. I'm going to put that shit on WorldStar. Ooh, shit, he beat the shit out of that bitch, man. I'm about to tweet this shit. But instead of goddamn stopping the car, jumping out, and goddamn talking, you know, and going over there if not to see what the fuck's going on, huh?
I said, whooping that white boy ass. Don't see what's going
man,
on.
Exactly.
You gonna stop
that? Just doing something. These motherfuckers ain't did nothing, but they gonna take it. But guess what? Those same motherfuckers, I go to the goddamn club, and soon as the nigga step on their goddamn shoe, they'll be waiting outside with a motherfucking Uzi to go. Not just to shoot his ass, but to shoot anybody that's in the line of fire. You know, man. Look, we have to look at it like this right here. The college community are full of a whole bunch of pussy ass, bitch ass, whole ass, fuck boy niggas. So the black ones, the hey, I'm sorry about that, because I'm about to say this shit. The motherfuckers that are listening in China, New Zealand, goddamn Portugal, England, the United States of America, and the islands, I don't give a fuck. If you are a person that's melanated or indigenous person of color, and you listening to this shit, and you still walk around being a pussy-ass nigga, you need to shoot yourself, because belonging to this movement is something that you might as well goddamn resign from and go and get your ass back inside a Christian church and walk around, grab a nigga hand like a little bitch, walk down the street and sing Kumbaya and We Shall Overcome. And after that right there, when you go home, you need to goddamn look in the mirror, take a pistol, and shoot yourself. Because you a bitch-ass nigga talking about you RBG, talking about you hard, talking about you banging. Nigga, you ain't shit. That's all I want to say, brother. You know, I'm sorry about that, but I had to say that shit. And it's not my fault. Brother Tony L. had brought that shit out.
That's what we're supposed to do. That's what we're here for. And that's the real deal. That's like when I told you, I said, shit. I'm going to have to fuck me a nigga up on it when I come on your show and you be going in so hard. I'm like, man, I'm going to have to fuck me a nigga up because these niggas don't understand. And see, I don't care if I put my hands on nobody. You know, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm a little dude. I'll slap your ass up, though. You know, because that's
just... You have to use the science, you know what I'm saying? You have to go with the metaphysics, you know what I'm saying? You have to play your position. You know, let no fools do what they do, man. You know, you have to worry about yourself, man.
Yeah. No, I'm going to slap the shit
out
of
you only supposed to save your soul. Your soul is the only one you're supposed to save. You ain't supposed to worry about nobody else. So instead of man's wish all that time with that information, man, I live my life, man. Go get me a white bitch. Like Kanye.
No, not me.
I'm saying that's... I'm just saying that's the defense.
I
that's what brothers like to say.
I know you kicking this shit. But yeah, that's how they rock and roll. Yeah. Slap their mouth quick. You know what I'm saying? I be trying to reserve myself. Cause I'm a little nigga. If I let a nigga get up on me a big talk rah, and he gets jump on me, no, hell no. I don't play that.
Hey, guess what? A nigga call himself a heavyweight, and he's been in the game for 20 years, and this motherfucker is O.
We're going to switch. But this is just a shell show, you know, and we were going in on the knowledge. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Go ahead, though. Yeah, yeah. We want to give her more information on the... because, you know, you from down there, and y'all still... Like I said, y'all still culturally linked to being indigenous. We're going to talk about beating up motherfuckers. We'll talk about that later. Because we'll do that, too. We already accepted that. Go on and give your take on what's going on with that Gullah Geechee and the Yamasi and all that, you know, where they can understand, you know, because we already established and made it clear that all those tribes was part of the Washita. And get your take on what's going down as far as with it on the international level and a national level. You can go and get that real quick while Sunray gear up with the track so we can get on up out of here. And then we'll continue this bill, you know, because, you know, me and you already talked, and we're going to put a show together.
The Gullah Geechee Nation. Go ahead, brother. The Gullah Geechee Nation is a nation within a nation. Like the brother explained earlier about the Ouachita and how different, well, I would say indigenous people spread out throughout the land, but especially in the southeast region where we at right now, you know, what I say from the Yamasee, from where I'm at, from Savannah, with the Lower Creek Indians, and, you know, from people who came abroad, Africans, Moors who came from abroad here to this land right here, to this bloodline right here. So what we have is indigenous people, the Gullah Geechee, from all that and even everything, like how we have a distinct bloodline right here. And we telling everybody, come back on in. You scared it all out, come back on in. And know who you are.
Exactly.
Like your brother said, you must navigate. You must get on a square. Square up or square off.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm trying to do. Build that, and then like we say, regardless if we look at it from the indigenous tribal or we look at it from the Moors aspect or the African aspect, we all the same people, because when we go look at the documents, the Olmec said, hey, and then when you look at the other documents that I have, it tells you that the people of West Africa, now when you talk about West Africa and all the way into the modern West Africa, those were the Moors that was pushed up out of Europe, and they came over here to be
right
amongst us. So when they say, we ain't Moors, or you this, and then you got to remember, you had a Hebrew aspect that was up in Spain too. So when we talk about these Hebrew Israelites and all these people who came out of Persia, who came out of Nubia and all these regions, these people went west and kept coming west and kept coming west, and then they met up with these people. The only enemies we truly had was them Asians, and then them Asians, not all the Asians, now I ain't going to say that, all the Asians were not our enemies, but when we deal with California, and that's why I don't want to go deep into that, because I've been dealing with the wars that went for thousands of years among black folks and those Mongolians that was taking place
right
in California and all them regions.
Right.
Mexicans came about. I'm going to do that on a later date. But they did migrate and come across the border, and we took some of them in, so they were fleeing because they didn't want to fight no more. They were scared. And this is where you get those different phenotypes.
Yeah,
they were back in with us because they
right
lost certain genetic traits that they when they was dealing with their beast. You dig what I'm saying? So I'm gonna get in that on a later show.
Right.
But let's stay on this topic. Like we were saying, we were the original people, and then when you want to talk about Ouachita Nation and what we got now with the queen, with the empress who passed, love and light to her. The Louisiana went all the way through, all the way up into Canada.
Right.
So when we talk about, so for Sister Shea, I want you to know, your area and your region from Texas, Arkansas, all of that, because that's what Black Cattle and all that was. They were part of the Ouachita Nation. They was called the Cheyennes. Then you had some Cherokees that were pushed over into Mississippi. And all these were different tribes, but they were all part of the Ouachita Nation. And they were all the way up into Canada. And all along the East Coast. But they had different confederations, so I hope I cleared that up. There were different confederations, but when they came together as one, they was all a member. All those confederations was under the Ouachita Empire. That's what I mean to say, and that's what it says here. They were all part of the Ouachita Empire, descendant of the Olmecs, and the Olmecs were a mixture of the indigenous blacks here and a mixture of the Ethiopians, everybody out of the Nile Valley, because it wasn't
right
called Ethiopia, and it wasn't called Egypt, and it wasn't called none of that. It was Nubia. The Nubians, just like when they use it now, when they describe Ali Baba, they call him a Sudanese, which we know Sudanese just some modern new shit. So he was just a Nubian who came over here, and he was kicking it, doing his thing. We know that Abu Bakar, we know that Mansa Musa and all these blacks that was coming from off the west, coming up over here, kicking it, mixing in, having babies and shit like that. So we all one people. We can't compartmentalize this shit the way they try to give it to you, the scholarship and colleges, based upon how the European wants you to see it. That's so he can identify, just like he now, when he do the Ancestry.com, I want to classify this one here so I can know who these niggas is. We don't do that. We never did that. And a lot of our stuff was oral. So when you talk about documentation and give me this, a lot of this shit ain't documented. It's only when you go sit down with your grandmother and fall back in love with your grandmother and granddaddy, you'll get it. But you hate so much and you want to be so much like a European and all that, you don't want to go and see your family. And they'll tell you. We don't even, our hotel where I work at, we used to have the biggest family reunion. That was one of our biggest money makers of family union. Black people created family unions. Every hotel across the country, and I'm going to get those stats and do it on another show and show you, that all of family unions, the hotels used to depend on black family unions. Now they numbers are dwindling because we don't want to be among each other. But when you had family reunions, you learned who the fuck you was and knew who you was. But because you don't do it no more and you don't want to pass down nothing orally through those family unions when you sat down, those were the real powwows. Now, the white man, he had one. Oh, this is a powwow and blah, 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 and you will go to them. And he lying to you. You sit and lie, listen to a lie. He's sitting there acting like your grandparent. Talking about he cheat this, he descended it, he ain't nothing. Mulattoes, anybody that was light-skinned weren't really allowed into the tribes, or they weren't allowed to, well, they were allowed in the tribe, but they weren't allowed to have no power. So anybody light-skinned talking about he descended, he rose to the throne, that's a lie. Even the Moors in Spain, that's where the fights broke out. They didn't allow them people to have power. Because they knew that they had that recessive gene in them that came from that Caucasoid. And they were subject to flip and turn. And that's what happened. But you had some black folks who loved that light skin shit, and they went along with it, and they turned on them. That's how you got conquered. Like I told you earlier, when you look at the movie The Warrior, that's who the Spaniards was when they came over here. They was all mixed up, black, this one, this one, this one, this one. You only knew they were Spaniard by the regalia they was wearing. And then they'd take that off and merge in and mix in and get their way in and take over. And then bring these mulattoes in or these mixed breeds in and take your shit like they do now. That's how you got the Talented Temp, the Boule, and all them. That was designed by a high yellow educated. So you're seeing the same thing taking place in modern times. On TV, what they do, they sell you the high yellow nigga. And you fall in love with them. Now they're using the black chocolate person because that's what the white man desires now. Because he didn't realize through his scientific research, I got to get myself back into the melanin or I'm about to die out. So now he after the black bed wench. See what I'm saying? But that's cold word for him to go with that. But he wants you to still hate loving a dark chocolate sister. He wants you to chase after everything else. Lighter. Discolorate your shit while I darken up mine. And these niggas are doing it. And love it. They love it. But if anybody else got another comment, we go on and do a comment. Let's do a round table comment real quick, and then I'm going to have somebody close us out. So go on through y'all last comments, and it's been a great deal, and we'll do it again, brothers. And thanks for coming through with, you know, y'all input. Like I say, it was good that y'all did come through because y'all actual, you know, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I'm a descendant of it, but y'all brothers down there still living in the midst of it and trying to uphold, you know, the culture, uphold, you know, the true knowledge of it. And I appreciate, you know, Black Messiah, you coming through because, like, you know, you're very active in it, and that there gives validity to what I was trying to put out. And Savannah Black, you know, he going to always come through, give it out because he down there with you. Bam, bam, bam. Tony L going to come through with what he did, and I appreciate what he came through with and trying to wake niggas up to see what's really popping. And Sunray, as always, you know, he on the production side doing what he do. So I hope everybody enjoyed the show. I hope that they got something out of it. I hope that the information I presented and presentation was up to par. And just take, you know, play the show back, rewind, you know, the stuff I gave out. And like I say, the most important thing is go to the National Archives and build your story. You know, I only can give you research information and what's documented, but the best thing is to go and build your story. Start somewhere and build your story where you can tell it. See what I'm saying? And that's what matters. Tell your story. Hold your pen and write your own story. Don't let nobody write it for you. Regardless of what they say, regardless of what they present, you do the research and write your story. And like I say, the best story is the oral story, and then you can take it, documentate it, and share it with your children, and they can pass it on, and then you write your legacy, write your heritage. That's all I can say. I can't make nobody be nothing they don't want to be or tell somebody they this and that. They are who they are because we all humans that incarnated, we are all God and goddesses that incarnated into the human body to have an experience and transcend onto something even greater that we may or may not know what that is, but we will lead this motherfucker. So leave your imprint on this planet and do your motherfucking thing. That's all I got to say. You brothers, go ahead, get y'all last comment, and we're going to have Sunray take us home.
Well, this is Messiah Ross, who Geechee Shango. I would just like to thank you and Coach Freedom for, you know, allowing me to come on the show and speak about the Gullah Geechee Nation, because we're an international nation. And, yes, we fight in an international war as far as a so-called national war under a so-called democracy. You know, so we really having problems, and we fighting for our land that's right here, right now, around us. And a lot of people, and we internationally know, the problem is people are not aware. So I just try to promote awareness, and I try to get out in the community and do everything I do because, I mean, we all over. I'm just saying we just need to recognize and just come back home. We are distinctive bloodline. We are royal bloodline. And we just need to remember who we are.
Savannah, you want to come in? Black still on?
He got dropped off, bro.
Oh, okay. But, okay. Yeah, okay, Black Messiah. And, yeah, y'all, Black Messiah, give people the information where they can link up with you. And we all can try to do something. Like I say, since we can put this out here and now we done put the evidence and all that. Hey, the record is straight of who we is, so we all need to be trying to link up with, you know, and like I say, you a link to where we need to be trying to focus our energy as far as just, you know, we all recognize and
right.
Get your information, man, where we all can build and get together and build because we all know we Gullah. We your Massey Moores. We Wachita Moore. We know all this. It's just now we got to just stop hating on each other and just say, hey, we're going to build with them. And see, Culture Freedom, that's what it did. It's bringing us together. So get your information out. If somebody want to just focus they self, they time and energy into that, there.
Okay, you can reach me at Facebook at Messiah Ross Hu Geechee Shango, that's M-E-S Hiaarashu Geechee Shango. You can reach me there at Facebook. And also, you can check out the Black Messiah page on Facebook at blackmessiah.org.
Okay. So that's for the family. And then we all can get together and check out the information that you post in periodically, and we can work on something, you know, shit.
That's right, brother, because
and study what it took, like everybody wants to say, build a nation. We can, that's the found, that there is a model where you can study how did they do that? How did they get a nation and become internationally recognized? You see what I'm saying? So when people talk about jurisdictions and recognition, we can look at that as a model. And I always, personally, I always looked at it that way. Like, how did they get that? You know, and I went and did the research, and I understand. You want to talk about indigenous, be indigenous. But the beast want to destroy it. So we need to focus on these things. And you talk about sovereignty, there goes your example of sovereignty right there. You see what I'm saying? So I appreciate you, Black Messiah, coming through, dropping up, and hopefully you'll come back through, and I know you will, because, you're going to get together, and we'll build a show together and do some stuff.
I appreciate
it, brother. Yeah. You know, we'll talk off air. And Sunray, you can go on and take us out. We're going to close it out.
Yes, sir.
I thank everybody for listening, tuning in. Y'all know where I'm at, ant.copeland@gmail.com, or you can hit me up at 803-3246 for your comments, questions, what have you, and we'll do the research, and we'll bring it to you. You know what I'm saying? And, this is my first show doing it, what I do, so bear with me, it'll get better. So, if we finna let them know our steed, and our thoughts run deep, and I hope your thoughts run deep. It's on.
Time that I be flowing, deeper than ocean, deeper than the women's emotions. I think from the life things, the happiness is sorrow. Breaking every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray to warm a soda cake. Bless my mind with a rhyme to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I wake up in the morning, stretch and yawn, throw on my house shoes, cut on the news, see what's going on in this urban environment known as the ghetto, the hood, birds chirping, but I'm certain they hear sirens in, fussing and fighting, people cussing at a high rate. Say a prayer for peace, poverty has got us irate. Wayne Dawson is talking, the murder rate has escalated. That's why I'm thankful for today, because I made it. See, I was stressed and depressing, had me defeated. Now even this recession is a blessing, because I'm here to see it. Took me some time, but now I truly believe it. You ain't promised tomorrow, love your life and live it how you see it. Pick up the Bible, I held it in my palm, read the 91st Psalm, and all the words made my body calm. Got in my focus and I wrote this. I hope this will inspire the fire of desire when you're feeling hopeless. Here we go, another day, another chance to try to find a way to advance and better my circumstance. My thoughts run deep, every time that I be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think from real life things, the happiness and sorrows, breaking every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Bless my mind with a grind to make. To change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. The heck with cop and bail, getting locked in the cell. Give me good life with a white tight, life of rocking Michelle. Obama with no drama, throw my mama mail. So me and my family stay in line like a monorail. I'm trying to maintain and climb. Some cell came when they grind. I rhyme, but we both got pain on our mind. I got a 9 to 5, he got a 9 to survive. Both got 99 problems, but not 9 lives. Just one life to live, and one life to give. So we give her all to live life to the fullest. That's all it is. Exchange that, then we chat about the fact that we trapped in a maze trying to find a way out and stay out. He told me that the dope game is getting played out. I told him that my job's similar to a slavery layout.
Life is hard, he agreed, cause day in, day out, we go through hell, so we both got something to play about.
My thoughts run deep, every time that I be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows, praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take, bless my mind with a grind to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go. I ain't never been to prison and I thank God for that. The strangest, some brothers think that I'm odd for that. Why? Cause I don't wanna see my mama cry after all of the drama we've been through. Half of my friends been to the pen. So what I'm supposed to do? Follow that legacy and go to the pen too? I think not. Only pen I'm trying to see is this paper mate that I got. Get behind these bars and stay locked in hip-hop. And a man enough to say this, Rip is not a gangster, but a man enough to stand up for what I believe in. Thanks to the love of the man above, I'm still talking. What's hard to be hard is walking in this path that I walk in. All around me, devils be trying to clown me. Positive nature makes haters hate you profoundly. I was falling for it, but the Lord got me digging. Misery loves company, and I'm sick of the visits. My mama spills game, I soak it up like bounty. Riffraff, the Ayatollah of the Cuyahoga County. My thoughts run deep, every time that I be flowing, deeper than oceans, deeper than a woman's emotions. I think on real life things, the happiness, the sorrows, praying every day, hoping I see a tomorrow. But if I die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take, bless my mind with a rhyme to make, to change these times for heaven's sake. So here we go.